الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said with regards to this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan that لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. He said, if my ummah had to come to know the value of this month, what Allah Ta'ala has kept in this month, He said that they would wish that the entire year was Ramadan. This hadith, at some point we would have heard it, and in it we can see the manifest extent of the opportunity that this Mubarak month of Ramadan presents for us. There is another deeper meaning which ulama-i-kiram extract from this hadith. They would wish that the entire year was Ramadan. In other words, the seeds that we plant in Ramadan, the effort that we make so far as our tarbiyat, our spiritual reformation, etc. is concerned, during this month of Ramadan, if it is done correctly, then inshallah the benefits of it will permeate throughout the entire year. We are reminded, and there are certain a'mal which were highlighted by our beloved and noble master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to this month of Ramadan. And this is reiterated many, many times. Ulama-i kiram advise that what was highlighted by Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this month is not only for this month, but if we will take the extra trouble, place the extra emphasis on these a'mal, then inshallah they will permeate and they will become a part of our lives. And the practice of it would transcend beyond Ramadan for the rest of the year. Amongst these a'mal that were highlighted by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find in the famous hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first of all enumerated what a great opportunity this month of Ramadan represents. Ya ayyuha an-nas qad adallakum shahrun azeemun mubarakun shahrun fihi laylatun khayrun min alf shahr shahrun ja'ala Allahu siyamahu faridatan wa qiyama laylihi tatawwa'a man taqarraba fihi bi khaslatin kana kaman adda faridatan fi ma siwa wa man adda faridatan fihi kana kaman adda 70 faridatan fi ma siwa ila akhir al-hadith. That, O my ummah, the great month, the blessed month has come, a month in which there is a night better than 1,000 months, a month in which your deeds will be multiplied, the nafil will equal the fard will equal 70 faraid. Famous hadith, we would have heard it. In that hadith, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlighted four things. He said, وَاسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالٍ خَسْلَتَيْنِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ وَخَسْلَتَيْنِ لَا غِنَى بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا أما الخصلتان اللتان ترضون بهما ربكم فشهادة لا إله إلا الله وتستغفرونه وأما الخصلتان اللتان لا غنى بكم عنهما فتسألون الله الجنة وتعوذون به من النار. He said, O my ummah, increase واستكثروا. In other words, these a'mal are already supposed to be a part of your life, but particularly emphasized, highlighted, increase in the month of Ramadan four things. Two, you will please Allah. Two, you cannot do without. Of these four things, what we want to discuss in a little bit of detail, particularly as we find that we are drawing very, very quickly towards the end of what we call the second Ashara of Ramadan. Where in that same hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةً وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةً وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ. He said the first 10 or the first Ashara of Ramadan represents the mercy of Allah. The second, maghfirat, forgiveness. And the third, عِتْقٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ, emancipation from the fire of hell. So this aspect where he said, أَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةً. The second ashara represents maghfirat, forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asking Allah for forgiveness, what we call istighfar, where, as I mentioned, he said, increase four things. Two things you will please Allah. What are the two things you will please Allah? The shahadat of la ilaha illallah, wa tastaghfirunahu. Keep asking Allah for forgiveness. Keep making istighfar. The mercy of Allah is limitless. Allah's mercy, one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he said, Allah says, Yaqulullahu ta'ala, Allah says. If there was no other hadith, this one hadith is sufficient to make us understand the extent of Allah's mercy, Allah's compassion, Allah's forgiveness. Where Allah says in the Quran, Allah forbids you, La taqnatu min rahmatillah, never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Insan is weak. We are prone to error. We are prone to make guna. We are prone to make mistakes. That is going to happen. Only Anbiya were protected from that. But keep this in front. The mercy of Allah. Innaka ma da'utani wa rajautani ghafartu laka ala ma kana minka wala ubali. Hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah says, listen to the words of the hadith, innaka ma da'utani. Allah says, whenever you will make dua, wa rajautani, whenever you will have raja, have hope upon me, whenever you will raise your hand, whenever you will turn to me, what does Allah say? You will find me such, ghafartu laka wala ubali, I will forgive all your sins and I won't care how much you sin. لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء. Scientists estimate the sun is 93 million miles away from us. The sky is above that. How many millions of kilometers we can't even imagine. Yet, look at this analogy. Allah says, if one of you have to sin and sin and sin, so that your sins blacken the entire earth, and then you continue sinning, and then the sins start rising and rising and rising and rising, and yet you continue disobedience, masiyat upon masiyat. This is the analogy. Hadith Qudsi, Allah is saying, Low balagat dhunubuka anana sama. One of you has to sin so much that the entire earth, right up till the heavens, is filled with the zulmat and blackness and darkness of the sins of one person. This analogy is impossible for any. If the whole world population has to sin for the rest of their lives, it won't reach the heavens. Yet Allah says, if one of you has to sin like this, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني, and then you make istighfar, then you ask me for forgiveness, غفرت لك ولا أبالي. Allah says, Allahu Akbar, ولا أبالي. ولا أبالي, what does this mean? Allah says, I won't care how much you have sinned. I won't care how many times you turned your back upon me. I won't care how much of disobedience, how much of ingratitude you display towards me. I will obliterate the record of your past. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ, I will forgive all your sins. إِنَّكَ لَوْ أَتَيْتَنِي بِقِرَابِ الْأَرْضِ خَطَايَا ثُمَّ لُقِيتَنِي وَلَمْ تُشْرِكْ بِي شَيْئًا لَأَتَيْتُكَ بِقِرَابِهَا مَغْفِرًا. Allah says, if one of you has to fill this whole earth with these sins and then bring it and present it in front of me, I will meet you with maghfirat more than your sins. I will meet you with forgiveness more than your sins. When this is the extent to which Allah opens up, to which Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, is the ocean of Allah's maghfirat, is the ocean of Allah's compassion, is the ocean of Allah's forgiveness, is the ocean of Allah's mercy, then how is it even possible that anyone can lose hope in the mercy of Allah? This is why the mafhum of one hadith, Allah Ta'ala says that if my azab if my azab, if the door to my azab had to be opened up upon anyone, it would be opened up upon that person who has lost hope in my mercy. So much of love, so much of compassion, so much of mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. One person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa dhunuba, wa dhunuba, wa dhunuba. These type of expressions is difficult to translate or to do justice to the translation. This is analogy. In other words, what is this person saying? Sobbing and crying. Wa dhunuba. In other words, Ya Rasulullah, I have done so much of sins. I have blackened my wujud, my existence with my sins. My sins are such, I can't even mention them to you. Wa dhunuba. I am bowed down. I am drowning with the pressure of the remorse and the guilt of how much of sins I have done. I don't know which way to turn. This is an expression of extreme desperation. Wa dhunuba, wa dhunuba, wa. Main to halak ho gaya, main barbad ho gaya. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to this person, Qul, Allahumma, say after me. Look at the compassion and kindness, a more mushfiq, more kind teacher and master than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will never find, impossible. A man comes attesting to be a great sinner, a transgressor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't write him off, doesn't become upset with him, doesn't become angry with him, turns to him, doesn't even ask him, what are the sins that you have committed? He says, say, Qul, say after me, Allahumma, O Allah, maghfiratuka awsa'u min dhunubi. O Allah, your maghfirat, your forgiveness is greater than my sins. Wa rahmatuka arja indi min amali. And O Allah, I have more hope in your mercy than I have in my actions. Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min dhunubi. Wa rahmatuka arja indi min amali. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, say this. So he said it once. Ud, say it again. He said it second time. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ud, say it again. He said it a third time. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qad ghafarallahu lak. What is Qad ghafarallahu lak? Literal translation, Allah has forgiven you. But what is the actual meaning of this? Ulama explain, Qad ghafarallahu lak means tu jannati ban gaya. You are a jannati. Not only has Allah forgiven you, Allah has forgiven you. In other words, ghafar Allah, past tense. Your maghfirat is made. You are a jannati. Man lazim al istighfar. Man lazim al istighfar. Time is going. Obviously today is a holiday, so we're taking a few minutes extra. But we find that such efficacy, such benefit has been kept in our shariat when it comes to istighfar. Asking Allah for forgiveness. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes in one riwayat, Jama'an Nas. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the Sahaba. Now obviously, to go to the trouble of gathering them, to address them specifically, it has to be something momentous, something important, something of integral relevance for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to gather everyone. Jama'an Nas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the Sahaba one day. And he said to them, Ya ayyuhan Nas. Tubu ilallah. O my ummah, I am exhorting you, excessively ask Allah for forgiveness. And then, inna fatahna laka fatham mubina, liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar. Allah reveals Quran about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All your past and future sins are already forgiven. He was ma'soom, he was sinless. And yet, gathers the sahaba and says to them, Tubu ilallah. Keep asking Allah for forgiveness. فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ فِي الْيَوْمِ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ. Because I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this part is not in the hadith, I am adding it. I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite being sinless, make istighfar and tawbah 100 times a day. More than, it comes in certain riwayats, أَكْثَرْ مِن مِئَةِ مَرَّةٍ. More than 100 times a day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make istighfar. Coming back to that hadith I started earlier, what are the benefits? We want barakat in our sustenance. We want tranquility. We want peace of mind. We want to be saved from mental illnesses. Today, more than physical illnesses, people are faced with pareshani of mental illness, depression, all sorts of problems, what we call zehni problems, problems of the mind, problem of the heart. So one is financial distress, one is physical distress, one is mental distress. Allahu Akbar, the panacea, the solution for all this, Allah has kept in istighfar. Man lazima al-istighfar, ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli hammin faraja, wa min kulli dhiqin makhraja, wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person lazima al-istighfar, what does lazima? Lazim comes from the word to hold on to something. In other words, it becomes a part of your life. Man lazima al-istighfar, istighfar ke paaband ban gaya. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, repeatedly, where it becomes a part of your nature. Man lazim al istighfar, ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli hammin faraja. Allah will take, open a road for him out of every pareshani, every difficulty. Every problem, min kulli dhiqi makhraja. Every difficulty, it may seem like a mountain in front of him, Allah will remove it from him. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will give him his rosy from where he could not even imagine. Without ulama, in the tafsir of this, some ulama have written, without asbab, without means, rosy and risk will rain down upon this person. One person came to Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah. شَكَى رَجُلٌ إِلَيْهِ الْجَدَبْ ثُمَّ شَكَى إِلَيْهِ رَجُلٌ آخَرْ أَدْمَ الْوَلَدْ ثُمَّ شَكَى إِلَيْهِ الرَّجُلُ الْآخَرْ الْفَقَرْ. The narrator says that different people came to Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah. One person complained about drought. One person complained that he couldn't get children. One person complained about poverty. Each time, whatever the pareshani, whatever the problem, Hassan Basri rahimahullah would advise this person, istighfirillah, istighfirillah, istighfirillah. Make istighfar. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask Allah for forgiveness. You want children? Ask Allah for forgiveness. You got financial difficulty? Ask Allah for forgiveness. Facing drought? Ask Allah for forgiveness. All types of pareshani. Each time he would say, istighfirillah. And then he recited the verse of the Quran, where Allah says, the da'wat of Nuh alayhi salam, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Istaghfiru Rabbakum. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Innahu kana ghaffara. Allah is very, very forgiving. And if you will ask for forgiveness, if you will make istighfar, yursilis sama alaykum midrara. Allah says, we will send rain for you. We will give you barakat in your children. We will give you barakat in your lives. We will give you barakat in your wealth. In other words, whatever pareshani and difficulty you are facing, Allah has kept the solution. Istighfar, istighfar, istighfar. Now when it comes to istighfar, like I said, we are running out of time. There is one particular istighfar, which is what we refer to as Sayyidul Istighfar. It's found in the hadith that this type of istighfar, asking Allah for forgiveness with these words, are what we call Sayyidul Istighfar. This is the lead, this is the most superior way of asking Allah for forgiveness. One is Astaghfirullah, one is to literally say in English also, Ya Allah, forgive me. Repeatedly keep saying, Astaghfirullah, O Allah, ask you for forgiveness. Very important with this, there must be an element of nadamat, regret. Don't just say istighfar, have regret over one's sins. But coming back to this particular hadith, where there's one type of istighfar that is referred to as Sayyidul Istighfar. It's a few expressions. Those of us who don't know Arabic at all might find it a little bit difficult. Take the trouble of writing it down, or it was found in most of the Wazifa kitabs, and make a habit of at least once a day, once in the morning and once at night, at least once, try and read this type of istighfar. What is the istighfar? Allahumma anta rabbi, Allahumma anta rabbi, O Allah, you are my Rabb. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta, there is no deity besides you. Khalaqtani, Ya Allah, you created me. Wa ana abduk, I am your slave. Wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'tu. O Allah, whatever covenant and oath I have made with you, Whatever I have promised you, when I said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah to the extent of my ability, I have tried to fulfill that. I'm starting again. Allahumma anta rabbi. Allah, you are my Rabb. La ilaha illa anta. There is no deity besides you. Khalaqtani. You have created me. Wa ana abduk. I am your slave. Wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'tu. And the covenant which I made to you, I have tried to fulfill it to the best of my ability. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu. I ask your protection from all the wrong, all the gunas that I have committed. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u bi dhambi. Ya Allah, I admit, I attest to all your favors upon me. And I admit, may iqrari mujrimhu, abu'u bi dhambi. I admit before you all my sins. Faghfirli, so forgive me. Innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. No one besides you forgives sins. So I'm repeating it. Like I said, if you heard it the first time, we would have heard it before. It may be a little bit difficult, but if you don't know it by heart, at least write it down. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta, khalaqtani, wa ana abduk, wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sanat, abu'u laka bi dhambi, wa abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u bi dhambi, faghfirli fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person who says this, Sayyidul Istighfar, man qalahu muqinan bihi, a person said it in the morning with yaqeen, with conviction upon it, famata, قَبْلَ أَنْ يُمْسِيَ, then he passed away that day. Then he passed away that day before the night. He said it once in the morning and he passed away that day before the night. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, فَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, this person is a jannati. And the hadith completes, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, مَنْ قَالَهُ, the person who said it at night after Maghrib Salah or any time at night, one time he said it. And then he passed away. Mata qabla an yusbiha. Passed away before the next morning. Fahuwa min ahlil jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says such a person is a jannati. The point, my respected brothers, one is Sayyidul Istighfar. But even if you don't know that, to try to increase Istighfar. I'm going to terminate on one saying of Imam Tantawi rahimahullah. He says that one day this thought came into my heart. Ajib. The scholars of Islam, if you look at the pearls of wisdom that emanate from them, just have to ponder on them also. Ajib thing he said. He said, one day the thought came in my mind that Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that Allah loves certain people. So let me see, obviously Allah doesn't have relationship with anyone, so it will be certain qualities. So let me see if any of those qualities are in me. So am I the beloved of Allah or not? Am I the beloved of Allah or not? So I started looking in the Quran. Then he says, I came across, Allah says, Inna Allaha yuhibbul muttaqeen. Allah loves the pious people. I thought to myself, I don't have the courage to even consider myself amongst the muttaqeen. So obviously, this cannot refer to me. Then he says, I looked further. Inna Allaha yuhibbul sabireen. Allah loves those who make sabr. I realized how little patience I have. So I realized this also cannot be me. Then he says, I found in the Quran, Inna Allah yuhibbul mujahideen. Allah loves those who make jihad. When I considered my weakness, my laziness, my lack of strength, I realized this is also not me. Then I found, Inna Allah yuhibbul muhsineen. Allah loves those who do good. I realized how weak and deficient I am in action. So this also cannot be me. So he says, I became afraid now to look any further in the Quran. Because every time Allah loves this type of person, Allah loves mujahideen, muttaqeen, muhsineen. I am not amongst any of them. Sabireen. I am so deficient, I am so weak. Then he says that I took the courage further and I looked. And then I came across this where Allah says, Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabin. Allah loves those who keep making tawbah, who keep making istighfar, who keep asking Allah for forgiveness. He said, then I made it my daily ma'mool to keep saying, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Such a guarantee Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us. He said, man ahabba an yasurrahu sahifatahu. Any one of you who once, when his book of deeds is opened in Allah's court, When he sees those book of deeds, he wants to become happy and proud. He wants to become happy. He wants to become elated, joyous. Any one of you that wants to become joyous, when his book of deeds are going to be opened on that day, فَلْيُكْثِرْ فِيهَا مِنَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ He said, excessively make istighfar. Let there be in your book of deeds a record that this is a banda of Allah who used to keep making istighfar. Allah give us tawfiq.